Blog Talk Radio.
You.
Yo, what up?
Sorry. What's up?
What's up? What's going on?
What's up?
Wait, hold on. We got a call already? 3569.
Yeah, how are you guys?
Oh, it's Lady T. Okay. Now that we have
What's up?
First of all, Happy New Year. Everyone,
Happy New Year.
Big Red, Lady T, everybody out there, podcast land, Blog Talk Radio, around the globe. What up, y'all? Happy New Year. Greetings and salutations. It is Big Red, Lady T, who's joining in. And Brother B, how y'all be? I like, you know, that just went along, like Big Red, Lady T, Brother B, ow, like, you know.
Ow.
So how y'all doing?
I'm good. I'm okay. Just was enjoying a jelly donut, but I'm good.
Jelly donut. The wait,
yes,
the
yes.
One with the powder, the one with the powder on it.
Jelly donuts have powder on it.
Oh my gosh! Well, hold on. First of all, we got an echo somewhere. Secondly, hold on. You a fake ass donut eater. This is how we gonna start the new year off. What do you mean jelly donuts don't have powder on it?
This one got sugar powder and like the sugar on it.
That, nah, see, you eat one of these millennial donuts. Back in the days, they used to have powder on it. Lady T, back me on it.
The white powder and inside was like raspberry or whatever kind of jelly that was.
Exactly.
Or strawberry,
right. Okay.
Whatever
no,
it was.
I get it. But you know what? This is Dunkin' Donuts. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I have to go to one of those real donut shops, which I'm trying to get to get that. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's true. Dunkin' Donuts.
You should, you should take another bite and then take it back and tell them this ain't a real official jelly donut. Just take it back. Receipt,
this ain't
no,
real.
Yeah, get an exchange. Exchange for a Boston cream. All right? Boston cream, son.
Boston cream.
Yeah,
I should have got that. I was going to get that, too.
Yeah, man. You can't be, listen. Yo, to everybody that's listening, don't be running around with no fake-ass donuts, all right? The real jelly donuts got the powder on them. Not that fake sugary-ass powder. No, we're talking about the powder. And damn, they're like baby powder, but it ain't baby powder. That's the type of, you know. Yeah,
it's like baby powder, but more softer.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Flour and sugar mixed together.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, not that cereal. Don't be getting no fake-ass donuts, man. No, we're not doing fake donuts for 2019. It's bad enough we got all those fake stuff going on around here. No fake donuts.
Well, I'm going to have to get you one of those real donut shops to get that.
I got you. We have to get you either in the Krispy Kreme or get you one of the tasty cake joints. We're gonna have to do that, man.
No, I know a place I can go to. I know a place that's in Brooklyn. I forgot the name of it, but I already had my eyeball on it already, so I gotta get you. I already got it.
All right, so I'm gonna take your demerit back. I was getting a demerit, but I'm gonna take it back. I'm gonna give you a pass on this.
I feel like y'all kind of just exposed Dunkin' Donuts as like a fake ass donut shop, good marketing
saying,
deal with them.
Listen,
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Listen, I like their coffee, but yo, you can't. Like, all right, you know what? Sometimes things are just too commercial to the point where they change things on a subtle note, and the next thing you know, they're like, wait, what is this? Like, matter of fact, a coworker of mine, mad cool, he liked jelly donuts. But we was talking about this, like, back in the days, the jelly donuts had powder on them. Like, you know, your lips mm-hmm. was white. You was looking like Malik Yorba after you bit into one. Now, you know what I'm saying? It's just, all you get is nothing but sugar. You just biting into like crunchy. Jelly donut ain't supposed to be crunchy. That crunchy sugar on top. Nah, man. That ain't right.
Right. What? They do have a donut with the powder on it, but that's a Bavarian cream or something like that they have.
Nah, man. See, they throwing it off, man.
Bro, you sound real hungry right now, bro. What did you eat before the show? Did you eat? Because hungry.
You know what? All right, no.
I hear
no
your
talk.
Stomach growling, yo. What's
nah,
good?
I got, you know, Hot Rod would be proud. I'm going to say cheers to the brother. Nah, because I got me some Hennessy and cranberry right now, so I'm enjoying. A little while ago, like my daughter was like, "Yo, we gotta go to Outback." So, you know, we all went out to Outback, and that was my first time ever going to Outback. Like I'd never been to Outback before, so I ate. But you know, I'm enjoying my drink right now because I got a little upset earlier. You know, damn near road rage. But something else pissed me off, and it was just like a chain of events. And so I was just like, you know what? Let me go home. Let me calm down a little bit. You know.
Okay, so you're
ready
in relaxed
for the show.
Mode. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm happy time. Happy time right now.
Okay.
Happy time. Yeah. So you know, I'm good right now. I'm good. How you doing, Lady T? How was your New Year?
It was nice. It was quiet. So.
Ours wasn't.
Why not?
Man, ours wasn't quiet. It was going crazy. It was fun.
I had fun.
I had fun.
It was going crazy. What up, K-Dog?
What up, everybody?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up?
Happy New Year.
What's up, Brother B? What's up, Late? What's up, Big Red? How you doing, Lady T?
I'm good.
All right.
We was going in on Big Red about her fake donut. But now,
fake donut.
Yeah, she's eating. I'm saying, man, you can't do that. That's like eating a fake Little Debbie. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that.
They got fake Little Debbie.
No, that's bootleg, man.
Nah, I'm just saying.
That's bootleg.
They
that
got
is
fake
bootleg.
Little Debbie.
Can
you know
cut
what
out like? Let Big Red relax and enjoy her donut. Like, can she relax?
What'd you find?
I didn't even want to finish. We already established, okay, it's fake.
I didn't know that they had counterfeit donuts, though. That's new to me.
Some damn candy corn, man.
Oh, candy donuts? Jelly donuts?
Leave my candy corn alone.
No, I got to have
my
candy
corn alone. Don't be mad because your donut is suspect. All right, don't get on the candy corn. All right.
Oh my God.
So I really before we go in, you know what?
Uh-huh.
I feel the need to really say, listen to all those people out there that's going through something because of this whole government shutdown. Yo, our prayers are with
you.
Because.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how people are expected to pay their bills and live their life And you know, it's interesting how you hear people with the conflicting, well, don't blame Trump, blame the Democrats, don't blame the Democrats, blame the Republicans. Listen, I just blame ignorance and asinine assholes. I mean, I have to say it because you know what? Once again, we're supposed to be bigger than that as human beings. And we're supposed to be treating each other a certain way. And I don't understand how we allow them to happen. Yeah.
You know, it's very unfortunate real quick. And I'm sure, like, Mexico right now, every day for them is Cinco de Mayo. They're probably laughing at us every single day.
Yeah.
Not just Mexico. It's just every country. It's just every country in the world is laughing at America now, saying, wow, what a bunch of stupid idiots.
Because
to allow
this
to happen.
I had this conversation with somebody, and why would you build a wall if they build tunnels?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, though, you in a wind tunnel? You in a wind tunnel or something?
No, you know what it is? Let me tell y'all. I was running around all day trying to help out.
Are you in a wind tunnel? Let's start with that first.
Okay, I'm currently outside freezing my ass off because I forgot to buy something. And when I got home, I was like, oh, damn. And they're like, Curl, you forgot this. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go outside and get it. Don't worry about it. So now I'm actually outside freezing my ass off.
Live on the street, we have K-Dog reporting for the menu on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
K-Dog, what's going on outside?
Reporting on duty. Why don't you stop somebody? Hold on. Why don't you stop somebody while you're out there and ask them this question from Brother B? How do they feel about the government shutdown? Can we get some people on there?
There ain't nobody out here. There's nobody out here.
It's me, myself, and I. Yo, y'all
freezing my
ass
off because
pull over that fire truck. Pull over that
fire truck. Let me tell y'all. See, unfortunately, I was helping my dad that wasn't feeling well, so I made sure that he was good. And then after that, then when I got home, that's when I realized I forgot to buy some household utensils. So I had to run back out, and I go, oh, damn it. I checked the cabinet. I'm like, oh, I forgot that we didn't have that. So now I'm just walking and freezing my ass off at the same time. I must be a good person. I must be a really good-hearted person to be doing this.
And there ain't nobody outside but you.
Exactly.
You better start utilizing Amazon. I think they deliver.
Hell yeah, I should have done that. But then after, you know, me being trying to be good, kind-hearted and all, you know how it is when you're kind-hearted, people take advantage of you.
Nice guys finish last.
It's a dead shame.
But yeah, man. You know, I mean, we can't really do the show and not talk briefly touch upon that this whole government shutdown thing.
Yeah, let's talk
about it. There's a lot of things that some people don't see it because it's not affecting them. But then there's other people that are being affected by it, and then there's the long term consequences, because if this continues to go on, then I believe there are other services that are going to be shut down by the end of the month, you know, coming in January. So, like I said, first of all, you got a lot of federal workers that are not getting paid. And what are they supposed to do? But meanwhile, when you get other people out there seem to think that what Trump is doing the right thing. So how do you do wrong and do right at the same time? How do you,
you know,
beef about wanting to build this wall, yet you're hurting the American people just because of what? This is your legacy? Do you want this to be your Obamacare? You just want something to say that I did this. But yet how many people have to suffer? Makes no sense.
You know what it is, Brother B? Trump is a spoiled brat. You know how spoiled brats, because they don't get their way, they throw tantrums. And, you know, you have to, you know, as you know, I'm sure all of you have parents. dealt with kids when they don't get their way and they throw tantrums and stuff. That's what this looks like. And it's very unfortunate that you have some hardworking American people, those who work for the federal government, who are not even receiving one paycheck. They work long hours and are not getting paid. Something is wrong here. And he's trying to play the political game by saying, oh, let's blame all the Democrats. Man, because the Democrats took over the House. You know, all of this is because of the election.
Yeah, he don't do this wrong. He ain't
giving
anybody
anything.
Yeah, I see it a different way.
Well, how do you see it?
I see it as, first of all, Trump is not a politician. He never started off as a politician. You
know
what I mean?
We
know that, but from a point of view of business, he's treating America as a business, more or less than, I'm the president, these are my duties that I have to do from a day-to-day basis. How can I get this done? Utilizing the Republicans, Democrats, and so forth. He has no idea about that. He knows about the bully term that they'll do because you're at the top, you own your businesses, and you feel like you can push people around, you can set your own rules like you do with your own business, and
exactly.
You'll get your way.
Well,
businesses that he had. What happened to his businesses, though? All the businesses that he had, all of them collapsed.
America is his new business, so he knows how to utilize it, destroy it. It's going to be destroyed because let's say we do get this wall.
Already destroyed.
Yeah, we're going to be in even more debt, but aren't they still going to have to pay these federal workers? I don't understand why they're not getting paid and why things are not reopening.
They're getting bonuses, but like I said, they're working, and like the bonus is going to run out after a while.
Wait, what do you mean what they're getting bonuses?
They're getting stipend, I think, or something like that, where they'll be able to at least have some money. But after a while, that's going to run out. You should need to get paid for the hours that they're working.
Well, Big Red, you're coming in like a little low when you talk. My thing is this. Like Lady T said, and like Big Red said, the money's going to run out, and at the same time, it's going to drive us more into debt. Because now you're spending money that we really don't have to take care of people who basically are working for nothing. They're working for free.
Exactly.
Yeah. No pay. And you know what else?
This is going to be a reason.
A point to prove.
But this is going to be a reason to raise taxes.
There's something else.
There's something else I wanted to point out.
You know, in other states, especially in the airports, many of the TSA workers are calling out. Because one TSA worker said he worked for 16 hours, and his paycheck is zero. He's not even getting paid. So do you know what they're doing? They're like, okay, if we're not getting paid, then we might as well call out. We might as well not go to work then.
Yep.
How are you going to pay yourself?
You don't realize what a disaster that he's like.
He doesn't care. He knows. He doesn't care. He's not being affected. What kind of danger he put people in? We go way too K-Dog getting out before we start getting into it. You sound like Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz. K-Dog, you still didn't see anybody out there?
Anybody?
Nope.
A dog?
Nope.
A cat? Nobody?
You know why? Because
they
said, damn, it's too cold out here.
Across the street that are walking their dogs, and I can't even stop them because I can't stop, because if I stop 1 second, I'm going to freeze. My nose is already running.
Yo,
we didn't need to know that.
And I got a mustache. And
oh,
painful.
Damn. So that's snotty,
that's
frozen snotty
that's
mustache. Yo.
You might have to cut it off when you go home.
Like,
you might have to cut that off.
That's rough.
No, but you know, I'm, y'all, listen, I must be a kind-hearted soul if I'm doing this. I must be a real kind-hearted soul. People take advantage of a kind-hearted soul.
You got to pay your dues, brother.
It's not that. You know,
you know,
I'm take care.
All right, once again, what's up, everybody?
I'm almost home. I'm almost home, y'all. Just bear with me.
Wash your mustache. The first thing, wash your face as soon as you get in. I don't care how cold your face feels. Wash that spot off. That frozen spot.
Yeah.
I got a feeling my skin is changing color, too. Because it's like, I'm like, man, I feel pale. My face feels like stone.
I want to
crazy.
Yo.
Once again, what's up, everybody? It is the menu on Blog Talk Radio. And obviously, we're having fun right now. Before we get into the topic, guess call the number. Guess what? Guess call the number 347-324-3395.
This call is 347-324-3395. This window's blowing the black off of me, y'all. This window's
blowing the black off. How far are you from home?
Well, right now, I'm right up one block. Because I just walked all the way from. I had to go all the way, like blocks away, because I was like, you know what? I am so, you know, it's just that I needed to walk, because
you should have
like,
took Uber. Should have took Uber.
No. It's really not that far, but it sure feels far now. I'm like, damn.
Well, everything is far when it's cold. Everything's far when
Everything feels flawless.
The things I do for, you know what, the things I do, you know, when it comes to family, when it comes to, you know, I just wanted to do my laundry and finish up, but then after, I had no idea that, oh, man, we ran out of this, we ran out of that. I'm like, all right, I'm just going
to okay,
go
compared
ahead and
to the government shutdown, you'll be okay, bro. I don't know about your mustache.
Yeah, yeah,
you'll
be all right.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, my mustache, right. Yo, my mustache, yo, it's something, though.
Don't
yeah,
tell
them
what's on it.
Hot rag. I got the hot rag on it. Hot rag. So, one thing, you know, I'm finding most interesting, and, you know, this leads into our topic. You know, Rise of the House Negro.
Oh, yeah.
It's the quietness from some of our so-called, and I do say that loosely, so-called leaders.
Mm-hmm.
How no one is just really sitting back. You know, no one's really saying anything. I mean, a lot of them had a lot to say, you know, when Obama was in office, a lot of negative. Because, you know what, I find it so interesting how people want to talk about what Obama did or what Obama didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, what was he supposed to do? Now, listen, I'm sorry, but once again, it's time to go in.
And I'm about to go in. Don't worry, I'm one block away, brother. I am one block away. I can make it.
Relax. Let's get the snot off the nose first. Okay.
Oh, yeah. God. What was Obama supposed to do? So Obama's supposed to come in office and then say, let my people go? Obama was supposed to come in office and then just focus on black people?
Yeah.
Like, you think Bush, Senior Bush, or Bush Jr., or Bill Clinton, you think they came in saying, oh, you know, we're going to do this for white people? No. Because they were doing their job anyway, but they know their people are going to benefit off of it regardless. So the whole thing is, how do you expect this black man to come into office and then turn around and specifically do something for you?
Mm-hmm.
When all actuality,
way,
you should have took that.
Not us, but that's the way our people think. It's like, oh,
exactly.
Hold on.
Hello?
I had to mute K-Dog for a minute because the background noise. And Red, you got you sounding mad low. Okay, let me take
I'm right here.
Come on.
I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm right here.
All
right,
you
got
K-Dog? Okay. Yeah, I'm almost
that's
home, man. I'm up the block.
That's your
point. You've been saying you up the block for the last 20 minutes. That's the longest block ever.
But guess what?
That must be the Green Mile block.
Help you. That's why now. Don't worry. Listen, I'm talking to you now. I'm running because my legs can't even move. So,
oh my God.
I'm going to hell.
Wait.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. I made it.
Hey,
I just made it.
What I was saying was, I said, that's just like with a person that gets stopped by the cop, and there's one cop is black and one cop is white. You would say, oh, that black cop is going to treat me good, and the white cop, no. Sometimes it's the own people that treat you like, you know, a certain way. So that's what they, you know, they think that, you know, Obama was going to come in and be like, oh, reparations, everybody getting a check, everybody going to get some, you know, the cornbread and hot sauce, and, you know, that he probably, you know, like, you know, it's unfortunate that our people think like that.
And you know what else?
That man is yet to do a job.
Many of us didn't even, support Obama when he was running for office. We didn't support that man.
Of course. See, this is why. See, some people probably look at the title and be like, "Rise of the House Negro." You know why the House Negro, why the House Negro is in such a strong position right now? Because the field Negro is dead, or they're on ICU. The field Negro is either not is in the background, not wanting to risk his or her life for people who really don't give a damn. And yes, I said it. The field Negro is in the background chilling because he or she do not want to risk their life for a people that don't give a damn. If you're going to continue to sit back and allow yourselves to be destroyed and by your own hand, why should I help you? Why should I sacrifice what I have or sacrifice my life or my family for you? How many people behind that Michael Brown situation have, I mean, because I know somewhere along the line people have been, y'all been hearing about that. These people that are part of the Mike Brown and these other little protests were being killed or they died under, you know, mysterious circumstances. Anybody
yeah,
hear about
that? Yes, I
exactly.
did. I heard about
that. So I just find it interesting. But once again, I don't hear anything from our so-called leaders. I mean, I can throw out two names right now that were very vocal in talking about Obama and what happened. Where they at right now? They're House Negroes in Trump's pocket.
You know,
I used to have respect for Cornel West, and I used to have respect for Tavis Smiley. I ain't got respect for him no more. I ain't got no respect for Umar Johnson no more. I have no respect for these Jesse Jackson or these Al Sharpton. I have no respect for them anymore. I don't.
No.
Because where are you right? Where are they at right now? Because please, somebody.
Where are they? They're at the height of their careers, and they do not want to jeopardize that right now.
Of course, they don't.
So,
I'll give you an example. That's just I don't know. I don't know if any of you guys, I was watching the Deaf Comedy 25 years or whatever, you know, series or whatever the case was. It was like an honoree. So they had Steve Harvey on it. So Steve Harvey, you know, Sheryl Underwood, Cedric the Entertainer, and I forgot who, Dave Chappelle. They were, talking about the whole Russell Simmons and how he started it and this, that, the next to give black people a platform because they were not getting the platform from, let's say, Saturday Night Live and things like that. So, you know, Steve Harvey, come on, you started off cursing and stuff like that on Def Comedy Jam, but he's on here on this and he's like, oh, I don't want to curse because I'm doing little big shots now, so I can't say mother effing all of this, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, I can't curse. And I was like, he looks like the House Negro right now, because now you at the top, but when you was down there at the, well, I'm not going to say at the bottom, but at the start of your career,
you
were able
to
do it. We know it's comedy, but why do you think those jobs are going to be jeopardized? Sheryl Underwood does the talk. She's still on the talk, even though she did this 25 years. They didn't fire her because she's cursing in her jokes while she's up there. Come on.
You know what
it's
it is.
It's the same
with
thing
Harvey.
With these guys. They're at the height of their career. They do not care to protest and go out there anymore. They're
right.
done with that.
That's because
with the NFL, with Kaepernick, the same thing. they don't want to jeopardize. They don't want to jeopardize their lifestyle because, like I said, they have people depending on it. And I mean, I get that,
so,
but they're like,
you know what
on,
it is?
Like now you got to single that man out.
They're now well known. When you utilize the tools back in the days. With all the protests and all the cases, for instance, Al Sharpton, now he only takes these big cases, it seems like. He's not out there like he used to. You know, it's because now you're known now. Before you were trying to be known, so you could have done that. So I'm wondering, was your heart even in it?
Nope, because you know what it is? It's all about the money, and it's all about the fakeness. This is what's going on right now, and Brother B., you and I had a talk about this off air. We had a long conversation about this, about these fake black leaders. And what I like to call them is fake conscious Negroes who go around making all this noise, all this rah-rah and stuff like that about and they, you know, they all talk, but they're not about action. They do nothing. These same conscious Negroes are the ones. I remember when Obama was in office, oh, yo, he ain't do nothing for black people. Oh, how Obama, they even went as far, I remember Umar Johnson said it, Obama, I'm going to do his voice too, Obama is the white man's president. He did nothing for black people. All he did was protect the women and the gay people. That's their whole thing.
Okay, was he supposed to be for black people, or was he supposed to come in there and just do his job? Because that's how I look. I never thought, oh, finally, a black president, we're going to be saved. I'm thinking he has a job to be done, and it was a lot on his plate. Not sex scandals and all of this bull crap that's going on right now. It was a lot on his plate.
Let me give you an example. Let's just say you're a CEO of a company, and the people that you have working under you, you have blacks, you have whites, you have Hispanics, you have Asians, you have Middle Easterns. So you mean to tell me just because you're a CEO of a company, you're going to stand there and say, well, I'm only going to look out for my black employees. What's that going to make you sound like?
Yes, they can. It's their company. Totally different than it's your country and you're doing a job for a country that's not yours. It's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, my thing is this. My thing is this. I don't think any one of them should ever show up. I don't, you know what? Matter of fact, I got one better. February is right around the corner, which we all know the shortest month of the year, and that's Black History Month. I don't want to hear from neither one of them. I don't want to hear from none of them. You know why? Because for you to even think that you can stand up and say something on behalf of Black Americans, of Black people,
shame
in
on
this
you.
Country and talk about our situation, when you sit in silence in the face of this bullshit with this cat sitting in the White House,
orange boy,
then you should get your shit smacked. Yeah, I said it. You should get your shit smacked because yo, that's a that's disrespectful to because listen, Martin Luther King was at the top of his game, but he was still fighting. Malcolm X was at the top of his game, and he was still fighting. Megan Evans. Marvin, all of these cats were at the top of the game, but yet they were still fighting for their people. So now,
and they never
what
gave
we're
up
doing
the fight.
With so yeah, so now, what did they put in jeopardy? They put their lives on the line, their families' lives on the line, their children's lives. They put it all on the line, just so the House Negro can get this far. The Field Negro did the work. So the House Negro can live.
And, you know, Brother B, that you spoke on Dr. King. I remember one time someone said, oh, Dr. King was a House Negro. I'm like, no, he wasn't. That man was a revolutionary. That was a revolutionary.
If he was
but
a
their
House
hearts
Negro,
was, their hearts was really
he would,
in it.
He would have been alive today. If he was a House Negro, he'd have been alive today. Because a House Negro only about saving himself. He would have been alive today.
I don't know. People like Dr. King, their hearts was in it. Umar Johnson and all of these guys, they're like guys who
they're
have time to brainwash
like
you. So, yeah. So you have as much time.
Here's what they do. When you look at Umar Johnson, you look at Tariq Nasheed, they are pimping people. You know what they do? They put their videos out there, and they have GoFundMe pages. People give them money.
money. You have black people who are being brainwashed into paying their way, giving them money for them to spread their nonsense. And these are the things that, well, we got a school that we're building. Where the hell is the school? We've been saying that since 2012. We haven't seen no damn school. Shame on you.
Well, that's why they were exposed. That's why he was exposed. That's why, you know, now wasn't he stripped of a lot of his stuff? See, my thing is this. You all right. Sometimes you talk yourself into a corner. And people like Umar Johnson have talked himself into a corner. You talked all this big stuff. You said this and you said that. But see, sometimes you got to watch what you say. Because somebody's watching, and trust me, they're always going to want to pull the rug from under you. You're not built like that. I'm sorry, but you're the house Negro. Stay in your place. He got a little wind under his wings. Then he started feeling himself, got a little extra, and somebody said, nah, we got to clip him. We got to clip him. We gotta show the other house Negroes that, listen, remember, you're in my house, not your own. This is why we can't have shit. This is why there's only a certain point that we'll get to. I was watching something. There's this, oh my gosh, what's that dude's name? He's a Jewish cat. He's speaking. Help me out, K-Dog. I got to find his name.
What's his name?
He talks a lot of politics.
What's that cat's name? I think I know who you're talking about, too. We spoke about him, as a matter of fact.
He was talking about the whole situation with Colin Kaepernick and how he was in disagreement with, you know, him kneeling and stuff like that. And then, of course, you know, you have people, you know, agreeing with it. Listen, he made a statement about, you know, he's entitled to, you know, his right, you know, his freedom of speech. But it would have been better if he would have knelt in front of a precinct instead of kneeling on a football field where, you know, you're paid to do a job in X, Y, and Z. Now, to a degree, I get it. But in the same token, out of what he did, look at all the hatred that came behind it.
Yeah.
And with Shapiro. Last name is Shapiro.
Yeah, Shapiro.
I can't remember his first name right now.
Shapiro.
Something Shapiro. He was, you know, he was talking all this junk. And I, to a degree, I get what he's saying. But then at the same time, once again, look at all the hate that came behind what he did. What does that say?
Mm-hmm.
But why? Because when I notice at football games, when they singing the national anthem, you have guys bowing their head as if they praying. So what's the difference if I want to bow my head as if I'm praying or I take a knee? I never seen anything wrong with that knee. But it's the power behind it that they were afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it.
Because Colin Kaepernick was taking a stance against injustice that we continue to face at the hands of the law enforcement. And he did it in a way that, you know, just to bring attention, saying like this, listen, we have a problem. We have to make the noise here. We have to bring this up to the people to see what's going on. So I'm going to take a knee rather than stand for the national anthem. How come nobody said anything to Tim Tebow when he used to take his knee?
Ben Shapiro, that's his name.
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro. Now, once again, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, freedom of speech, yada, 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 this, that, and the third. But, I mean, somebody had to bring attention to the situation.
Yes, he did.
Now, of course, he wanted to throw in there that basically saying that Colin Kaepernick is fake. You know, he took all these millions of dollars, you know, from Nike, and he's doing X, Y, and Z. All right. Granted, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But it seemed like he's brought more attention or more light on what's going on than anybody else has. Because if he never took that knee, if he never took the knee on that field and caused what someone say is this whole big ruckus, disrespect to the flag and all this and that, there would be no attention paid to what these cops, these so-called police officers are out here doing.
Exactly.
So who's the real house Negro? Because once again, you say what you want to say about Colin Kaepernick, but I don't see any of the, once again, the Umar Johnson, the Tavis Smiley, I don't see any of the Cornel West. I don't see none of them out there marching for anything.
No, they're not.
What are they out
you know
what,
why they're signing
what? Because
they're in the massive, because you know what, the massive got them in his back pocket. Here's the thing. Even Orange Boy, well, okay, I might as well be professional now. Let me think professional. Trump had a lot to say about Colin Kaepernick, too. He had to put his two cents in it because, you know, he's a media whore, so he has to put his mouth in it to make it look like Colin Kaepernick is doing is wrong.
But once again, where's everybody else at? Like I said,
they're still insolvent.
Right now, whether it's from sports to entertainment to politics, you can't beat the House Negro right now.
Nope.
They're running the show.
House Negro 5, Field Negro 0.
Exactly. Because with all the music that's being put out now, listen to it. It's trash. It's demeaning. It's degrading to women. It's demeaning to ourselves. There's no positive. There's no progression in it whatsoever.
Because the record industry can tell that I could put this garbage out and I'm going to make more money for my business than anything. They don't care. They don't care about the lives. Same thing as Trump. He don't care about people.
He doesn't. All they care about is this. Look, we're gonna put this person out here. You remember what I remember I said this one time. I said, you know, it's like the Stephen Fetchett thing that's going on right now in the music industry, and you know what? People are buying into it. It's a damn shame. You know, you listen to rap now, you have to shake your head like, damn, what the hell happened to it? Some of the rap I can't even understand it now, to be honest. Because it sounds like trash. And, you know, all they do is rap, you know, you'll hear rapping about drugs, rapping about calling women derogatory names and stuff like that. It's like the whole respect has gone out the window. And it's sad that, you know, people, they're paying people to become that so they can say, hey, look at them. Look at this. This is exactly who they are. This is exactly how they act. No one takes pride in being black anymore. That's the sad part of my life.
Not at all. I say that all the time, K-Dog, and nobody takes pride in being black anymore. Nobody wants to be. You know who takes pride in being black? The white people take pride in being black. They take pride in. They have more pride in being black than we got pride in being black.
I'm not taking pride as being a human being, not acting
exactly.
like animals. I don't know.
Yeah, not acting
well, see, but
not
once
acting
again,
like
but see, once
idiots.
Again, all right, as much as some people don't want to, like, look into the logic of it. How we live is learned behavior.
It is learned
behavior
in society. Your environment may affect
it. It is.
But it's not only that, but it's learned behavior from the Neanderthals that taught us this. We didn't start out this. See, that's the thing. Our story didn't start in America, in this country. It didn't start on this land. So the thing is, we didn't become we didn't become their version of a savage until we got here. And why were we savage? Because what, we didn't want to be like them.
Yeah.
And see, this is the thing that I find so interesting when people want to talk about black. You want to talk about economics. You want to talk about this. Listen. A lot of people want to talk about how we're going to fix the situation. And I agree with Lady T. And I agree with others that feel, let's be more concerned about the human condition than the color. But see, the whole thing is somebody's always going to push the issue of the color to distract from the human issue, period.
Exactly.
And that's because like the token way out when that's done. It's like easy way out.
Exactly.
Well, it is the easy way out. Because, see, the whole thing is this. You can't – there's so many things that are broken, you got to look at what part to fix. And see, my whole thing is this. What can we fix among amongst ourselves to set things right?
That would have to start in the household first.
Then your communities.
But that's the thing. We don't have a community. We don't have a neighborhood.
Nope.
We don't even have a house.
Build your neighborhood. You can rebuild it.
But that's the whole thing. Who wants to?
And
the house Negro mentality is running so rampant right now. Cats don't want to do anything. To try and unify is looked at as something like, what? Oh, that's whack. No, I ain't doing that.
You know what it is? Here's the problem. Here's another problem. You know, as a people, we need to take pride in where we live. It starts like this. Number one, if you see that your neighborhood is an utter mess, do what you can to clean it up. You understand? Do what you can to clean it up. Because you know what? If you see that someone's making a mess, do your best to clean that mess up. And of course, okay, yes, we may have a bad relationship with the police, but you know what? Don't just stand there and you see a crime and you be like this, oh, stop snitching.
No, easier said than done. Easier said than done, man.
So that's the thing. Once again, the house Negro mentality is out of control now. No one wants to do anything for the sake of progression. Nobody wants to do anything for the sake of progression. No one.
Right.
And if you do have people that want to do something, trust and believe that little campfire is quickly put out.
Of course. That's the sad part about
it. See, if it was really about a human condition, then we would be more concerned about the people that are out of work right now. Like, we'd be taking it
basically
to the streets. Like, certain things
no
just not
taking
be
anything
trying to
the
tell
streets.
Me. So you're trying to tell me it's okay for these people to be out of work, but it's okay for Congress to still be they're getting paid. The president's still getting paid.
But
I want
wouldn't it have been
greater leadership had they, let's say, not pay Congress while it's shut down? You know what I mean? Take it from the top all the way to the bottom if you wanted to do it like that.
Yeah, but they would have pitched the bitch if that happened.
They would have been like
little girls.
It would have been greater leadership for someone to say, listen, we're not shutting the government down over issue that we help vehicle
right
into 2019. What we need to do is fix the law. Because, see, no matter what anyone wants to say, because when they want to talk about the immigration issue and they want to talk about, because you know what, once again, I got to go back to the house, Negro, because I've lately been hearing a lot of black people talk about, oh, you know, yeah, you got to do something about these immigrants and this, that, and the third. I'm like, but wait a minute. What the hell are you?
Exactly.
You ain't no goddamn.
You're not American.
You're American by default.
Exactly.
This ain't your spot.
And that's what they don't realize. And just like how the Europeans were able to, because this ain't their country either. I hope they know that. But come in, take the Indians' country. You understand what I'm saying? It's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that's in this country, somewhere or another down in your bloodline, you're an immigrant. And to
exactly
me, this whole thing with the wall, it's for a security purpose. Yes, we need to set security, you know, purposes over there, but I don't think that's going to keep the immigrants from coming in. It can still happen. It's just like, for instance, your doors. You have locks on it. You have your security system.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 100% proof that someone will not come in? It's more about safety and for the mental to be safe.
Oh, you're right about that. You're 100% right. Let me tell you. The sad
so you
part about
the
it
people,
is this.
You tricked the people who are coming out of their pockets.
Right.
Right. It's ever since this clown got in, and I will say clown, listen, his campaign promise from 2015, as many of us could remember, you could go back, Google it, what was the first thing he said about the Mexicans? The Mexicans are drug dealers, they're gangbangers, they're rapists, we need to keep them out of the country and all of this, so I promise you I'm going to build a wall to keep them out of here.
He's going to have Mexico pay for the wall. Let's get the words right, because that was the key.
Yeah, Mexico pay for the wall. That was his thing. I'm like, damn, really? He kept it, yeah, and he wants to keep his campaign promise to all those people who support him, to all those bigots who support him. That's what he wants to do.
But once again, what's the purpose of building a wall if they build tunnels?
That's what I'm saying.
You're paying to secure the mental.
That man thinks as far as the five fingers on his hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
My goodness.
I don't know if he can count them all, though.
Exactly. You have to question that one.
But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? It's like he just thinks just as far as the five fingers on his hand. He don't think no further than that. He feels, let's build this goddamn wall and to keep the Mexicans out of here. You idiot. What do you mean keep them out of here? You can go underground. They can fly. Like, what do you think?
Thank
they don't
you.
Know
they
how to fly planes?
Regardless. They're going to
fly
regardless.
And guess what?
Think about this.
With the government shutdown, that's easy access for them to get into the country now. But that's
mm-hmm.
what they get on the
yeah,
plane.
Yeah, that's another thing.
We short staff now. Exactly. Now, how stupid can you be?
Listen, guys, can I say something really quick? Because this is really serious with this. You know, Mexico wasn't a problem until MS-16 started coming into these white neighborhoods and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when in the 80s, I grew up in the 80s. Whatever it's called. I don't know who they are. I don't want to know who they are. But y'all know who I'm talking about. But it's really serious when you look at the logic. When it comes into their neighborhoods, then they're more concerned now. We've been having this situation going on with Detroit with girls coming up missing at an early age and things like that. They're getting kidnapped and raped and pimped out there in Detroit, and nobody cared about that. Flint still has no good water. You understand what I'm saying? We have gangs in every neighborhood. You understand what I mean? Whether it's Latin Kings, Bloods, Crips, whatever else is out there, I don't know. I don't need to know.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? But
right.
when it comes in their neighborhood, as far as that, they're concerned. The same thing with the Reagan era when, what was it, cocaine, then
crack.
It turned into crack. But now it's coming in D.C. right here by the White House. Now they're concerned. You understand what I'm saying? Heroin is now coming in, I guess, from MS, whatever it's called. Now they're concerned. They're concerned when it's going to disturb their neighborhood,
their
lifestyle.
They feel happier when we destroy ourselves. And now, all of a sudden, like you said, when it concerns them, oh, my goodness, we have a problem. That was the thing in the 80s, especially with the crack era when, remember the Stop the Madness movement under the Reagan era that they came up with, and they had all these stars in the video recording the song? I remember that. I was like, damn.
Listen, this wall is to secure the border for white America, and I'm not talking about just white people. I'm talking about the real white America who finally took the sheets off, put those red caps on.
Mm-hmm.
That's who it's for their safety.
Yes, it is.
3054. We know who this is. Speak your piece.
Give the man his wall. Give him his wall.
If he gets his wall, we throwing you right over it. We put you the first one over that wall.
Let me tell you something.
With your bottle of Grey Goose.
Oh, damn.
I have a perfect solution for this wall.
But go ahead.
The
guy from Amazon. You know, $70 billion. Use his money. And pay for the wall.
Come on,
and that's it. Give him a tax break. That's it.
God damn.
He's rich.
She got enough money to give everybody. Why not just pay the wall by Amazon? So you can raise up the price on Amazon.
I'm worried now about my stuff being shipped from Amazon from Mexico, coming from Mexico now. I don't know if I want to shop on Amazon after that
this
deal.
Is crazy.
But should we, instead of building a wall, should we just buy Mexico for $5 billion and take it over? Think about it.
For what?
Oh, man.
And then the hot rod can have all his margaritas.
Exactly.
That's right.
We have taco every day. Hello.
When has Mexico become such a threat? First of all, the background of MS-13, I believe, is from El Salvador.
El Salvador.
So what does that have to do with
El
Mexico?
El Salvador.
Yeah, but you got El Chapo. You come to the country, take it over.
Hold on. But once again, what does any of this have to, you see, my issue is, once again, with the house Negro, wanting to take sides, talking about, oh, yeah, we got to do something about immigrants. First of all, they still wanting to do something about you. So you need to shut your mouth. That's number one. We don't need to be side with anybody about getting rid of somebody else.
Exactly. We should.
That's number one.
We should be the last of the people.
Mexico, Mexico ain't never do nothing to me.
Anyway. He gonna get his wall. You know that, right?
Well,
he gonna get his wall, and this country will be torn down to the ground after that. So the house Negro will be the first person over that wall. Come on,
exactly.
Listen, the house Negro is gonna be building the wall. The house Negro is gonna be securing the wall. The house Negro, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir. I build the wall for you, sir.
We lost Hot Rod.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? That's my problem. The reason why, like, I wanted to, you know, touch upon the house Negro thing tonight is because, like I said, I've just been hearing more and more black people be vocal about stuff like this. And I'm like, this ain't even none of your goddamn business. So I don't even understand why you even have something to say about it. Because if they could, they would have shipped us all back to Africa, threw us in the ocean, or built a wall around the project. If they could keep us contained. If they didn't need us for slave labor and entertainment, where do you think we would be?
Exactly.
Right.
But once again, where are our so-called... That's why... This whole, when people want to talk about leaders and movements and all this other, to me, it's all bullshit. Because you want to pick and choose. I can't rock with that, man. You can't pick and choose when you want to fight and when you don't want to fight. Because the struggle is all the same. No matter the color, no matter the creed, no matter whatever, it's all the goddamn same.
In a sense, you do have that option to pick and choose your battles, though. But their hearts are not in it. Their hearts are really not in it. Like,
you know why?
Because you're not a warrior.
It's about the.
Then you're not a warrior.
Down to the
You're not. That era has ended. That era ended.
No, it's been ended because you know what? It's all about the almighty dollar, what can make them rich. And you know what's sad about it? These are the same ones who are brainwashing black people. They're taking our people, the ones who never
certain black people are brainwashing themselves.
They're running with it. And you know what? They go ahead and repeat this nonsense in front of people. I've seen them on social media, and like, I like what Roland Martin says, if you see these fake conscious Negroes who are running their mouths on social media, please delete yourself from them. Please do not listen to them, because these are the same ones. I mean, everyone is entitled to their own opinion when it comes to voting, but you're telling black people not to vote at all. Knowing that, given the history that black people had to fight for their right to vote, and you're telling black people not to vote? That's something.
Because maybe they really don't know their history. They just talking from their mouth. They really don't know the history on it. And they're just going with it. Whatever sounds good, it's going to sell.
Exactly.
To somebody who doesn't know the history.
Exactly. And they get sold. And you know what? They go ahead and repeat this nonsense in front of everybody. Everyone's looking at you like, huh? And, of course, these are the same Negroes who are turning black people against one another. The same
ones. Well, once again, that's the House Negroes plan. That's the plan to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You have to listen. There has to be a division. And somebody
mm-hmm.
has to be rewarded for bringing about that division. It's like I said, as much as, listen, I'll take it to the music real quick. Once again, as I said before and I will say again, we're disrespecting our women, we're disrespecting ourselves, we're glorifying mm-hmm. jail. Everything unjust, we're glorifying that. Radio stations
exactly.
glorifying it. Whatever conscious music that is out there, we are not supporting it, nor do we, some of us really even hear it, because we're too busy wanting to listen to the trash.
The nonsense.
And I never thought I'd say that about the music industry, but it's trash.
It is.
It's trash. The music that we're putting out, the music that black folk putting out is trash. It's house nigga music. That's what it is. Because all we're doing
is trash.
We're
under a different era too.
Yeah, we're destroying ourselves. All we're doing is speaking on stuff to destroy ourselves.
Right, and the thing is, like I said, they don't use their platform for the right things. I'm not saying that all. I'm gonna put it to you later. You do have some rap artists that are out there, some artists that are out there, and they're actually speaking on the things that are going on. And not, you know, really like the government shutdown, but just things that are going on in the world. But you know what? They don't put them out there enough. They don't give them exposure. These young people don't want to hear that. When you try to put that out, you may have some sparingly here and there that don't mind listening to it, but it's too conscious for them. That's just like Common. Now, I'm putting it to you like this. Common, I mean, you know, growing up, you know, Common, listening to Common, he always been conscious. He gets on his little gully sometime, and he may, you know, link up with a couple of, you know, little rap, you know, whoever is. He get on his gully, but he's always been like on that conscious, like even up to his latest album, which I like a couple of songs up in there. He's always been on his consciousness with that,
right.
and that's what we need.
But do we support him?
Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that.
Exactly.
Nobody
wants
to
hear
it.
They rather hear twerking music. They want to hear the stripping music. They want to hear, you know, they want to see somebody shaking their behind in the videos and talking about how much money they got in this car and that car and all these different clothes that they got.
Also remember, that's all they see in their neighborhoods. That's all they know, some
exactly,
of these rappers.
Right.
They never been to, let's say, I don't know, New York. So they don't know anything.
Right.
That's all they seeing. But at the same time, that's why I said it.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say real quick, that's why I said it starts in the household, then the communities, because I don't know if you guys remember when that self-destruction came out and you had all the hip-hop artists come together.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We need something like that right now.
Boy,
no, it's never going to happen.
Girl,
it's not going to happen. We know it's not going
to
happen.
You know what?
I said something like that. One said, oh, you sound so negative. I said, it's not negative. It's the truth. Don't try and label it something where we know it's not going to happen.
Right.
We know it's not
going to
happen. And if it does happen, what is it for? It's for show. It's for advertising. It's for a dollar. People not taking it to heart. People don't really care. I remember that little white kid that got bullied, and his mother put it all over the Instagram and on Facebook and every place else. And then all these sports celebrities and actors was saying, yo, hold your head up, kid, and all this and this, that, and the third. Then they turn around and they were donating money. Exactly, and the mother was playing them. But at the same time, this little girl that got killed, the little situation with the red truck.
In Texas?
Yeah.
That murder?
Where was they at? Where was everybody at?
I know, where is everybody?
Exactly.
Nobody said nothing.
You had people out there protesting. The news gave you what they needed to give you that day, and that's it. And that's how, if you notice, that's how things go with the news. They'll tell you, okay, what's this girl's name that's going to be released soon? Cynthia something. Okay, she's going to be released. You didn't hear them say anything else after that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So they're not going to continue broadcasting this, because then it will be like, okay, I'm broadcasting, it'll be a revolution soon for them. Let's just give them what they need. You know, this is going on. Keep it moving.
And shut them up.
We don't need to tell you that.
Exactly.
Actress. Yeah.
What the baby there?
Just like I really, now I heard, allegedly, that they said that little girl that got killed, that they believe her name was Jasmine. They said that it was, now for weeks, or for about a week and some change, white man in a red truck. And all of a sudden, they say a black person did it.
Yeah, that's what they did. Mm-hmm. I was talking to you about that.
Wow.
I don't believe it.
They would have said it was a black man from the get-go. I don't believe that either. They found whatever evidence, because I remember the mother saying, "Oh, we're gonna make sure we find out what happened." And then you hear the cop saying, "Like, okay, we want to find out what happened. We have to wait for autopsies." I feel like when they find out, they need a cover up now.
Of course
they do. They're trying to cover this up.
And once again, where's the house Negroes? Quiet.
The house Negroes ain't speaking. They ain't saying nothing.
Listen,
why should
picking
I say
and choosing.
Something for? Come on,
picking
man.
And choosing.
I've got to stay silent. The master's gonna be mad at me if I say something.
Listen, I'm gonna make it clear for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Brother B treats people how you treat me. You treat me good, I'm going to treat you good. You shit on me, I'm going to crack a toilet over your head. And that's just that.
There you go.
Yo.
That's it.
That's
for 2019,
that.
That's
I don't
how
care.
You, that's
I don't
you gotta
care about your color. I don't care about your color. I don't care about your gender. I don't care what you ate last night for dinner or what you're going to eat tomorrow. Like I said, you respect me, I respect you, and that's just that. I don't care about color and race and gender and all that. Listen, you're a dude that want to grab ass, that's on you. You're a chick that want to grab titties, that's on you. Yeah, I don't really care. If you green, yellow, blue, I don't care. As long as you don't piss me off, we good.
Brother,
as long as you don't
can I just ask
way,
you one
good.
Question on that real quick?
Sure, why not?
How much muscles you got that you could pick a toilet up and crack somebody over the head? I just want to know.
You do a lot with your hands.
You just sounded like Incredible Hulk over the phone. I ain't want to disturb you, but I didn't want my head to be getting cracked. I just wanted
I'm
to know kindly asking. Okay.
I'm just saying, I have. As my man quoted in the movie, I have a special set of skills. And, we'll just leave it at that. But,
oh, my goodness.
I mean, I don't have time for it, man. That's why, you know what? I mean, I sympathize the Sandra Blands, the Michael Browns. Like, I sympathize with their families.
Mm-hmm.
Things that they, some of these people that went out on a limb and tried to fight for with their people or just certain situations. The Anton Sterling, like, I sympathize, but you know what?
Right.
It's sad to say that it seemed like they died in vain because our people refused to get it together. And I know some people, kind of look at some of the shows like, oh, well, these guys on the menu are constantly talking about black people and how they're not doing this and how they're not doing that. Well, it's not so much bad mouthing, but you know what? I got to call a spade a spade. And like I said, I have a platform. We have a platform. And with that platform, no one will be ever able to say that whether it's Hot Rod, Lady T, K-Dog, Big Red, Brother B, Sean Black, well, we didn't say what we needed to say. We didn't speak our mind. Because there's a lot of people out there that are probably sitting back saying "F you," and yeah, I'm a house Negro, and they're sipping their tea and enjoying it. But when shit hits the fan, who's out there? Who's making the call? Like, I'm not gonna bite.
Yeah.
I'm not. Listen, we whether we have kids or loved ones. I'm not gonna bite my tongue for somebody because somebody what has an issue with what I'm saying. Listen, like it says, it's a free country. I should be able to say whatever I want to say. As long as I don't touch you and you don't touch me, we good. But once again, I choose to call a spade, and I'm very disappointed in my black people. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry, I'm disappointed in black people in general. I'm very disappointed, and I will stay disappointed until the day we decide to get it together. And I don't mean get it together against the white man or get it together against the Asian man or anybody else. I'm just talking about cleaning up our shit and getting together.
Exactly.
Because, see, getting our shit together doesn't mean that we have to be against somebody else. But, see, that's how a lot of people want to take it. They want to be like, oh, well, we got to stop doing that. Oh, we can't do this. We got to allow that. We got to go. No. See, that's the problem. When you talk about going against, that's when the white man sit back and say, oh, we got to shit on these guys. Because you ain't going to go against us. You ain't going to stop our flow. That's the problem. Stop talking about stopping their flow. Just get your own flow. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because in my 44 years of being on this planet, listen, white man ain't saying nothing until you start disrupting their situation. Just like Lady T said, it wasn't a problem until they started coming into their neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things were not a problem until it started coming into their neighborhoods. Once you kept it in your own neighborhood, it was okay. But that's the whole thing. Sometimes we don't know how to conduct ourselves in our own neighborhood. We don't know how to conduct ourselves in our own house.
Exactly.
So somebody has to come in and tell us, this is what you can do and this is what you can't do. And running around, oh, I'm a boss. You ain't no boss if you ain't running your own shit. Because you still got somebody telling you what to do or how to do it.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Stop being so concerned. We don't need to rebel. We don't need to rebel, and we don't need to repel. We just need to, once again, clean up our own stuff. Get our communities back. Get our neighborhoods back. We can all get along. We can all coexist. But that's the whole thing. A lot of us are choosing not to. Why? Because we're too busy wanting to look better and be better than the next man. You think white people, you think Indian people, you think they competing against each other? I got a Benz or I got an Audi. That ain't shit to them. But it's
they not competing. They trying to find a way to invest their money in things. If you
exactly.
notice that you have the Indians exactly. have their own businesses. They buying from each other, supporting each other. The Jews, the
exactly.
same thing.
Exactly. They're not looking for a free ride. They getting their things done. They handling their business.
Exactly. And what are we doing? We just getting handled.
Just sitting in the cup chilling.
I love it when I see a black person talk about, oh, I'm a boss. You a
what
boss?
Do you own? What do you
own? Really, you a boss.
What do you have?
Exactly. If you a boss. If you're a boss, why are you telling me? Go boss somebody.
Exactly. What do you have? Show me.
But you got on a Gucci belt? You got on a Gucci belt or a Fendi bag? You think you're a boss?
Yeah, out of here
okay.
with that, man.
Like I said, the house Negro lives.
Yes,
the house Negro is on top right now. It pays to be the house Negro. They loving it. Phil
because the house
get
Negro falls in line. The house Negro always falls in line.
But see,
they're the obedient
exactly.
ones.
When there's no more Field Negro, the house Negro will have to kiss ass forever.
Mm-hmm. Do exactly what the master tells them to do.
Who will fight for us to have or attain anything else? No one. Waste of time. Why should I fight when somebody's going to undermine what I'm doing?
Exactly.
If K-Dog called me tomorrow and said, yo, B, I want to set up a protest and march with this and that. I said, K-Dog, listen, I'm going to get you a sit back, a six-pack, and you're going to sit your ass home and watch the Honeymoons. I ain't going to let you go out there, brother. I ain't going to let you go out there and sacrifice yourself for somebody who don't care. But once again, somebody will call me negative. I'm not negative. It's about self-preservation. I'll live to fight another day, one of my own personal battles, or a personal battle for somebody that I care about. But I ain't fighting for you, because you damn sure ain't fighting for me.
Exactly.
This is where we're at in 2019.
And we just started.
Take care.
We just started.
And we
take care of
we
your
even,
own.
We haven't been in 4 months yet.
And take you know
care
what it's
of your
called,
home
too?
And take care of your home.
And it's called responsibility. Take responsibility for what you do.
Exactly.
Take a
That's
good look at yourself
start.
In the mirror. Take a good look at yourself in the mirror. Because you know what? You can't just sit there, well, this and this and this and this. No, check what you're doing that's wrong. Take a good look at yourself in the mirror and see what you're doing wrong. And try to fix it. Don't try to fix it, but fix it. See what you're doing wrong
you know
and
what?
Fix
I,
it.
I totally agree. Like, I've thought about that whole thing some time ago, and, you know, Lady T just said it. Like, there's like, fuck the color. Forget the color
mm-hmm.
aspect of it. Why can't we just look at the humanity situation of it? Like, let's stop
mm-hmm.
talking about color.
Right. But you know what? Those who are poorly educated and, you know, being, and, you know, the ones that are brainwashed, they're always going to focus on color because you know why? They feel relevant when they talk about color. They feel empowered, like, yeah, I'm speaking the right thing, and not realizing that some of the things you're saying are ignorant, especially when you're bashing your own brothers and sisters out there.
Listen,
you're bashing
I'm at
your
a
black
point.
Women, you're bashing other brothers and sisters because just in case. And another thing I wanted to bring up, too, like a brother or sister who comes out the closet, everyone has something negative to say about that.
Listen, to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a point where I don't even care no more. Like, I stay away from the news. When I hear about the government shutdown, I hear about it from other people. I don't watch
too
the
much
news.
Negativity
I
out there.
Yeah, I don't watch
a lot
the
of
news
depressing.
Either.
I can't
read it.
Yeah,
it's depressing. We're living in a time right now where we're seeing a lot, we're experiencing a lot, but at the same time, to a degree, is this history repeating itself somewhere along the line? We're not paying
exactly.
attention to anything from the past, so that's why it's just happening all over again, just in a different way.
Yeah, because if you
That's
don't know
all.
Nothing about the past, then how the hell are you supposed to do something for the present or the future if you don't know nothing about your past?
Because the present is just, it's like one of those shiny things, you know? Like, you know, remember, you know, you see little babies in a little chair and they got the little lights and blinkers in front of them and they're so amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what's going on right now. A little shiny thing.
Yeah.
It's all about the money.
Basically.
It's all about everything else, but about what we're doing for each other. And that's one of the reasons why I just, as much as I can, I try to stay away from people, even though I have a job that doesn't allow me to really do that. But I just try to stay away from them.
Yeah, I try to stay away from people too, but you know what?
Yeah,
like people always flock to me. I try to stay away from them, but it don't work that way.
No, it never does.
You know, I mean, listen. We can say what we want about Trump, but he's staying true to his nature. A whole lot more than what other people are doing. But once again, you know what? Yeah, exactly. So we can say what we want to say about Trump, but he's staying true to himself. How many of us are staying true to ourselves?
Not many.
There's a lesson to be learned in what he's doing and how he's doing. He's showing us something, but we're not seeing it. Is he the smartest president in the world? I don't think so. But then at the same time, it depends on how you look at it. Because he's getting what he wants. And it doesn't matter who he steps on to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing? What are you doing to get what you want? What are you doing to get what you need to move forward? What are we doing? Not a damn
thing. You know, we keep on focusing on, oh well, the white supremacy, white supremacy, we all know that, but yet, what are we doing to help ourselves?
Listen, to those white supremacists, do you.
Mm.
What you eat don't make me shit. You think I give a damn about somebody who don't like me because of my color? How far are you going to get in life? I really don't care. It has nothing to do with how I make my money and how I spend it. How I take care of my family and how I take care of myself. One thing has nothing to do with the other. We too focused on the bullshit. The house Negro will keep you distracted with the BS. Like you said, they will talk that rhetoric. They will talk that propaganda. What we need to do. Oh, stop voting. Don't do this. Don't do that. Obama's this. Obama, this person's that. They will talk all that crap. Have everybody believe in one thing and not believe in something else. Take care of your damn family. Take care of your household. Because while everybody marching to thinking about colors and talking about Mexicans and blacks and this, that, and the third, there's people out there that's not even paying attention to that shit, and they just living their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm.
We too busy. You too busy. We too, as a people, black people, we too busy just living for the propaganda.
Being like focused on the wrong thing.
Yeah, we got to prove something.
You focus on the wrong
thing.
I'm not
a nigga. I'm a Negro. I'm a black man. I'm a black woman. I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody, goddamn body but myself.
That's right.
I don't care. Listen, you can look at me in my face and call me a nigga. Listen, I know who I am. So I don't care what you're talking about.
No, some people, and they lose their identity because right now they sitting there talking all this mess about, oh, this and this. Well, white supremacy. You know, you're talking about all this, but what about saying like this, hey, let me invest in my community. Let me invest in my neighborhood. They need a community center. I'm going to build it for those kids.
Nah. Negative. It's not going to happen. Invest in who? Your kids? No, I don't invest in your kids. I'm going to invest in, especially you got some people that don't even invest in their own kids.
Exactly.
So why do you think they're going to invest in you? Like I said, certain things that we just a little bit too focused on, and like I said, the propaganda, because everything's quiet now, but give us some time. There'll be another shooting of an unarmed black man, a black woman, or child. We'll scream, we'll yell.
We make noise for one day, and then after they distract us with something, and we go for it. That's a sad part about it.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go for it.
We'll go for the distraction. Take our mind off of it.
And we know the cop is not going to get charged for it. So what's the purpose? What you getting all angry for? What you going to get upset? What you going to rally for? Unless you're going to stay consistent, it serves no purpose.
I tell you, there's no more real black leaders out there.
All we can do is show our remorse, show our support for the family, for the victim, and keep it moving. All we can do is be human first. That color shit don't matter.
Yeah, but they put color into it.
Well, you know what? Somebody got to take it out. There can't be no house Negro. If you ain't claiming Negro, See, that's why I remember some time ago, somebody made a statement. They were quoting Bill Cosby, and they were kind of angry that he said it. He said, "Oh, I'm not black. I'm Bill Cosby." But you know he's right.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else made that same statement. I'm not this. I'm such and such. They're right. Has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with your color.
Didn't O.J. Simpson say that same thing?
Huh?
Didn't O.J.
Simpson
say the same thing?
Yeah, O.J. said that's what it was. O.J. He said, "I'm not black. I'm O.J."
Yeah.
Hold up, you gotta say it in Jay Z voice though. Can anybody do the Jay Z imitation? Because that's where it was from too on Jay Z's album.
Man.
Oh yeah.
Remember when you said I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay.
I'm not black, I'm OJ, okay.
Is that close enough?
I mean, but you know what? Like I said, why do we have to be separate? See, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be black athlete or black this or black that. Why can't you just be an athlete?
Yeah.
Why do you have to be a black country singer? Why do you have to be a black heavy metal band? Why does it have to? What were you striving to be? Were you striving to be an athlete first or a black athlete? We already know what ethnicity you are, so what the hell, why does that have to go in front of it? So maybe we should think about that before we went around and say, oh, I'm black, I'm this, I'm black. No, who are you? Because your color's obvious. Who are you outside of that? Who do you identify with? If you even have an identity,
they might as well go back to calling themselves colored if they want to do that.
Yeah, you might as well.
Colored folks.
You might as well.
Colored folks.
Yeah, the colored folks. You might as well.
That sound even worse. I'll be mad if they call me that the nigga. Like, come on.
Oh, man.
Let's be real.
You'll be madder than that.
Right? No, colored. What you mean, colored?
Oh, my goodness. Please, it's back in the days. You know what? Take it back to back in the days when they were saying, oh, that's a fine Negro athlete. That's a fine Negro actress. I'm like, wow. Are you serious? What the hell?
But think about it. What if we stop giving into that whole color thing?
Yeah.
What if we just stop paying attention when people start talking about, like, huh? Like, whatever. Like, I'm an athlete.
But Brother B, you can't do that.
I'm not a famous
black
athlete.
Because
you know why? I'm an athlete.
We would be labeled sellouts because, oh, who the hell do you think you're talking to? Oh, what's wrong? You're ashamed of being black? I'm like, no, I'm very black and proud.
But are you really a sellout, or were you ever sold in? I don't get it.
You don't hear white people running around saying, "Oh, I'm a great white athlete," or Asian people, "I'm the great Asian athlete," or "I'm a great Indian doctor," or "I'm a great this." You don't hear
all
them saying that stuff.
All this labeling is driving me crazy.
Exactly.
Well,
you don't hear them do that.
Man.
We're the ones that still have to uphold that because once again. Because of our history in this country, we still feel that we have something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't. Trying to prove something to somebody else means nothing if you ain't proved nothing to yourself. Who we competing? We competing against each other. Because the rest of the world is just sitting back watching.
And laughing at us.
Yeah. We fighting for what, sneakers? We fighting for change. We fighting for cars. Champagne dreams were old money. What was that I saw on Facebook? Somebody posted, you look like money acting like a food stamp.
You look like psycho. Money acting like a food stamp.
Oh, my goodness.
that's what you really just said?
That's what somebody said. I saw that posted on Facebook. Somebody just said, "Yeah, you look like money, but you acting like a food stamp."
But are they slow? Food stamps is money, though. And it's money that came out of taxes, government money. I know what they mean. It sounds stupid all around the board to me. I'm just saying.
It does. But if you think about it.
It's corny.
But if you think about it, how you out here trying to look all famous and all this and that, but then you turn around and look, because, you know, they associate stuff like that with lower class or ratchet people.
It's very heartbreaking,
so
because I'm just thinking, I don't get it, because it sounds ignorant beyond ignorant to me. Because you got the Jews that came up off of it and let the food stamps work for them, the Russians worked, the food stamps work for them. Like, give me a break. So what are you really saying?
But you see what I'm saying? But once again, you see what I'm saying? You see these labels, like he said, the labels that we throw on each other, the things that we say. But still, it holds true.
I mean, does it really?
You trying to look like this? Yeah, because you know what? We're trying to emulate someone else's image of what we think is rich. Is what we think, what we look at and think is rich. We don't have our own interpretation of what's rich. We have somebody else's interpretation of what's rich or what's glorious.
Okay, but you see the ignorant shots that need to be taken by your own black people, and that's another reason why it'll never get better for us. Because of stupid ignorance like that.
Yeah.
And once
basically.
Again, that's why I said take care of your own.
Clean up, worry about
your house.
But you know what it is, Brother B? And we had this conversation. Now, ladies, I want to tell y'all. Brother B and I had this conversation, and every time you say that, whenever you say, "Hey, listen, look, we gotta take care of our own." Oh, what the hell are you trying to say? Like, what you mean? What the hell am I trying to say? I'm just trying to look out for us as a people. Where's our pride as a people? Where is our respect as a people? Where's our creativity as a people?
That's a problem. We're not a people.
Right.
Have pride in yourself. Have pride in what you're doing.
You know, and that's why I do it.
Don't worry about the people. Because you know what? Here's the thing. You worry about the collective when it's time to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you do what you got to do. White
and
people weren't concerned about certain things until they felt they were in a crisis, until they felt that, we're being outnumbered.
Right, and they felt threatened by it.
What are we threatened
you know
by?
And you know what else? When you talk about unity, when you look at people curse out the Jewish people, I'm like, yeah, the Jewish people are handling their business. They handling their stuff.
Okay, but why are we concerned about the Jews? And that's the thing. That's why I said it starts at home, then your community, then you can tackle these things that you need to tackle.
Right. Exactly. One of the things that people got to do is this: educate your children. Teach them how to read a book instead of using modern technology.
You can't teach them anything if you don't know how to do it yourself.
It's
like lead by action.
If you yourself are not educated, what can you teach your child if you're not educated yourself?
No.
What are you giving your children?
No.
And what are those children going to go around saying? They're not going to know much because you don't know much. What does that say about them when they go out into the world and know absolutely nothing? They're going to meet the wrong person that's going to be teaching them the wrong things and implementing the wrong things in their brain, and they go around acting or doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
Listen, I saw this woman. She was walking with her two children, and one child was in a stroller. Probably had to be like 3-4 years old. And she was like, "Oh, you little mother effer!" And da 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 da. I was like, "Wow."
Yeah.
So, but wait a minute. So my thing is, don't be surprised
when your child speaks
when
that way.
Same little kid gets over and disrespects you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be what happens, or have behavior problems because the mom is talking to him like that.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, because they
we
talk
do
to, and you should hear. They could they're talking in front of the child, and you hear them talking about, "Oh, I'm gonna smack that bee up, oh, you little piece of," and I'm like, whoa, you got a little kid sitting right next to you. What the, you think that's gonna be cute when the kid mimics you? Because remember, children see what their parents are doing, and they act exact, and they act it out.
Once again, learn behavior. 400-plus years of learned behavior.
I'll tell you guys a quick story.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was probably like 2 or 3, and we was at the park with her. So we're about to put her on the slides. There's a girl, she could be about maybe 4 or 5. She was like, "She not going on here. I'm holding this slide for my friend." So what I did was took my daughter, and, you know, the girl wanted to be sitting there, and she actually put her hand out, and I was just looking at her like, where's that attitude coming from? I said, whatever, and I slid my daughter down the slide. But then when you look over and her mother calls her, she said, Tanya, get your ass over here, blah, blah, blah. And I said,
wow.
That's why she has that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So
it's
these are the things that happen.
It's how you talk to your children. And that's sad. If you have to talk to your children that way, then children are going to be repeating everything you say. Cursing up a storm. Of course, the child's going to grow up cursing up a storm and thinking it's okay to say whatever the hell they want to say in front of people. And that's
well, listen. You know, we're about to wrap this up. You know, a lot of going back and forth from the wall to the House Negro to other things. I mean, hey,
mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. Sometimes you got to mix it up. But it's basically all relative. But I just hope that for the new year, we can try to find some type of people. Just try, you know what? Try to find your own peace.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find your own peace. Try to find your old way. You know, let's try to step away from the propaganda and all that's going on. Because you know what? Sometimes it's like that kid throwing a tantrum. When you give them attention, they look for more. But when you pay
mm-hmm.
them no attention, and eventually they just stop. I find it interesting how I conversate with certain people, and they'll talk about, oh, yo, she did me dirty or he did me dirty. So you're quick to talk about somebody doing you dirty, but when the real situation, like a political situation or somebody out in the street or at your job do you dirty,
you stay silent.
You're quicker to say, okay, yeah, it's okay to accept that. But let your boyfriend or your girlfriend do you dirty, and then you're ready to just cut them loose or, you know, whatever. Maybe certain things we just should apply all across the board. No pass. Nobody gets a pass. Certain things we just don't let slide. Is you keep
Brother
messing
B,
with
real
the dirty
quick,
dude?
Right?
What's up?
No, I was going to say, in finding things, can we find Big Red the proper donut?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
The proper
no
what?
Doubt. We're going to find
your powder
donut. Proper donut. No, probably,
the proper donut,
real powder,
right?
And so long, don't get that. And, May, you got
to
get that jelly. That jelly might not be, you know.
That jelly. While I was talking,
what kind of jelly was in it? Was it red or purple?
That's what I'm saying. It's a bootleg donut.
What,
my goodness.
Well, the jelly in there, was it red or purple?
It was red. It was jelly. It was red.
Yeah. It's
no, there's a difference.
Color.
It was strawberry?
Okay.
Huh?
Was it strawberry?
Was it like strawberry or raspberry?
Strawberry.
Everybody, you know what? I feel so warmed up now because, you know what? After the adventure I went through out there,
I'll take it
after walking outside, everybody, listen, look, I just feel so much better now because I washed my face. Yes, I did.
Yes, please. Woo-wee. Snotty mustache,
I have to.
He said. Ew.
Snotty mustache. And on that note.
That would be a turnoff. I'm just saying.
I'm glad K-Dog made it back from his 8-mile walk.
Oh,
in
man.
Nicole. Because you reminded me of like you being in the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, the Revenant, something like that. Like he was just going through it.
Yeah, his walk went right.
Yo,
his walk went right
movie.
With the
yeah.
show. Yes.
Yo, him
yeah.
and that bear. Yo, him and that bear got it in for. They were scrapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was walking, man. That's the only thing you didn't get hit with
was
the bear.
They was doing the UFC.
You know what's funny? I didn't see anybody outside. I'm like, damn, man, I'm out here on my own. Unbelievable.
You should be happy
probably,
you didn't see anybody out there so people can see you with your snotty mustache. Come on. You want to see me like that.
You're
getting no numbers with that.
I'm carrying a bag and I'm wearing gloves, man. I mean, you see doing so much, man, it was wow. I paid the price for this.
Next time go out when it's early. Get it done when it's early.
No, it's like I totally forgot about it, and it's like when I got home and I'm like, oh man, I forgot this. I'm like, okay, let me go run outside. I'm like, geez, people need this stuff. I'm like, okay.
You crazy. On that note, yo, we'll catch you in the 2 weeks. You know, because Big Red is taking a trip next Sunday, so she's abandoning me.
Hi, enjoy yourself,
man.
Hey,
yeah. Have a good trip.
So,
have a good trip.
All right, so, Lady T, K Dog, Big Red, it's been a pleasure. We'll catch you in 2 weeks.
It's been a pleasure.
And, Big Red, stay away from the donuts. And
K Dog, keep some tissue for that snotty mustache.
Yo, crazy. Yo, everybody have a good night, man.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, y'all.
Later.
All right.
Later.
Peace.